And ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. The meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our city clerk, Mr. Landberg, to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Greg Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks. Ray Pollock.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Vogelsberg.
Here.
We begin our City Council meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance, and it's only fitting that we ask our very honored guests, Paul and Linda and the boys, to please lead us in the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Rubies.
I'm sorry.
Wes, Logan, how's it going, man?
Good.
See, you guys really dressed up tonight. That was nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
Hey, they got the
Is that the official Ruby wardrobe, the plaid shorts, man? You steal those from your grandfather? No? Okay. Sorry, Mr. President. I said to jab you since you're with us. Well, good evening, folks. We have a very brief agenda tonight, but we have a very exciting and worthwhile beginning of that agenda. So I would like to introduce the first item, which is item 3A, to proclaim August 2010 as the Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research Awareness Month.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Vogelsberg, seconded by Hill. Does the council wish that I read the proclamation?
Please.
That was only one please, therefore I'm not going to.
Second please.
Second one.
No. City of Geneva, Illinois, proclamation. A proclamation of the City of Geneva proclaiming August 2010 as the Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research Awareness Month. Whereas more than 1 million and perhaps closer to 1.5 million people in the United States have Parkinson's disease, a chronic progressive disorder of the central nervous system that belongs to a group of conditions called motor system disorders, and whereas Parkinson's is a progressive disease of the central nervous system, whereas more than 1 million and perhaps closer to 1.5 million people in the United States have this disease, making it the second most common neurodegenerative disease in the U.S. after Alzheimer's disease. And whereas Parkinson's disease is a movement disorder associated with aging, affecting a growing segment of the population above the age of 55, and whereas Parkinson's affects men and women about equally, with a slight predominance in males, and whereas Parkinson's crosses social, ethnic, economic, and geographic boundaries, and whereas on Saturday, August 28th, 2010, the Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research Concert for a Cure will take place at Tana Farms in beautiful Geneva, Illinois, to increase awareness and to raise money to directly fund research. Now, therefore, I, Kevin Burns, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor of the City of Geneva, do hereby proclaim August 2010 as Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research Awareness Month, and ask the council to support this proclamation as well. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Fantastic. We know we have some additional information to share tonight, but I think without further ado, I would like to, should I turn the floor over to Mr. Ruby?
Sure.
You'd like to introduce?
That'd be great.
Mr. Paul Ruby, a.k.a. General Manager of the Harrington, baseball coach, father of two, well-dressed, recently shaven. Welcome.
Thank you. On behalf of everyone involved with the Paul Ruby Foundation and all of those afflicted with Parkinson's disease, I thank the Geneva City Council for your support of our cause and our foundation. I'm sincerely thankful to live and work in this wonderful community. Because of exposure from activities like tonight, the Paul Ruby Foundation has been very successful in its 4 years. After this summer's Concert for a Cure, we will surpass the $250,000 mark in donations to fund PD research, and it wouldn't have happened without the efforts of many of you here tonight. Thank you all for making a difference.
Thank you. We also have several special guests in the audience, of course, tonight. Joining the Rubies, obviously, are Mark and Marilyn Ruby. Mark Ruby, of course, the former president of North Aurora, now living in Mill Creek, wise choice. How are you tonight, Mr. President?
Thank you.
Good to see you. And, of course, we have Erica Simpson, who is a 2010 graduate of Geneva High School, and I should add the very first recipient of a scholarship from the Paul Ruby Foundation. The scholarship was awarded to Erica for her advancement and awareness of the issue of Parkinson's disease and research. The grant was provided by the Paul Ruby Foundation, and as I understand it, you're using that money for pizza parties and Match.com. That's great. And where are you going to school, Erica?
I'm going to go to Wabazi
for my first year. Are you? Fantastic. That scholarship's going to help you, isn't it?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And, of course, your mother's with us tonight as well. Welcome. And you've got a whole gaggle of friends here, don't you, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Have they all bought tickets to the event? Do you want me to lock the doors before they do or until they do? Sounds good. We have a very special presentation this evening. It is a, I think for lack of a better word, a documentary regarding the foundation, the important work it has done and continues to do. This documentary was prepared by, produced by, edited by none other than Erica. So, Erica, we look forward to watching your work. And as you know, this is being broadcast worldwide. So, when the Emmys come, be sure to think of the little people over here in Geneva.
And this is the first showing. A lot of, we have a lot of board members in the audience, and no one's seen it yet. So
excellent.
Parkinson's disease is simply a hiccup in his life.
I'm Paul Ruby. I live here in Geneva, Illinois. I've been here since 2002. I've worked here as the general manager of the Harrington Inn and Spa since 1999. In 2000, diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and shortly after, in 2007, started the Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research to raise money and awareness to help fight the disease. I was formally diagnosed in 2006. The couple years prior, I'd started to develop symptoms. My golf game got really started deteriorating. The major symptoms were fatigue. I was tired very quickly, very easily. Lost a lot of my strength. And the primary symptom that led me to go to a neurologist was my left arm didn't swing at all when I walked.
Parkinson's disease is the second most common neurodegenerative disease, so it is a disorder of the central nervous system. It affects the areas of the brain that control coordination of our movements. It controls the speed, it controls the coordination, and therefore most common symptoms of the disease are some involuntary movements that we call tremors, slowness, stiffness, and sometimes walking problems and balance difficulties. These are just a part of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease that we call motor symptoms of Parkinson's disease. There are also non-motor symptoms of Parkinson's disease, such as problems with autonomic system, with the blood pressure regulation, urination, problems with mood, such as depression. Some hallucinations can be non-motor manifestations of the disease, and of course sleep disorders are really a big part of these non-motor symptoms of Parkinson's disease.
Well, I've always been pretty positive. That hasn't changed. Definitely appreciate little things a lot more. There's things I don't take for granted as much as maybe I used to. But all has been well and will continue to be well. Thanks to being surrounded with a lot of good people and good friends and family.
I think Paul represents very well the industry he's in. He is hospitable. He is extraordinarily generous. He is humble. He has a very dry sense of humor. He recognizes that simply because he's been diagnosed with the disease, he's not defined by the disease of Parkinson's. He understands that his mission in life, among many others, being a husband, being a father, being a business person, is also to help spread the message and spread the word that Parkinson's disease is simply a hiccup in his life and that he's going to fight this as long and as hard as he can, and we're all there with him.
I think the thing that I like the best about him is he's so positive, you know, and then I try and remember what he always says, you know, don't focus on what you can't do, focus on what you can.
And he had a great attitude, you know, when I first met him, but his attitude has only gotten better.
Absolutely, and same with here at work. He's always, when we found out, he actually said, business as usual. Keep everything the same.
I think from time to time, you know, you can tell when you might be having a hard day, just because, you know, you might not be seeing something on the computer or something like that. But, you know, I think he's, you know, he's every bit the same to me. You know, it's not really that visible. It's definitely business as usual.
I wouldn't have any idea that Paul has Parkinson's. I mean, he doesn't let people know. I know he has day-to-day struggles, but he's one of the most inspiring people that anybody involved with the foundation has ever met. And he's a go-getter. When he decides he's going to do something, he does it. And I think he developed the Paul Ruby Parkinson's Foundation within a year of discovering that he had Parkinson's. So he decided that he was going to take it upon himself to go do something to help find a cure. And that's our mission.
Family, couldn't do it without them. They keep me positive, help me out a lot, give me a lot of reason to keep me. They keep me motivated and keep things fun. Logan is definitely an inspiration to me and a lot of other people that know what he's been through in his life. He was born 3 months premature with cerebral palsy, and most people wouldn't know it by watching him and seeing him, but he's overcome a lot of adversity, and I'm extremely proud. He's never complained once about challenges he's faced in his life, and he's been a good role model for me. Wes is probably the primary reason this foundation got started, by him writing a letter to the president asking him to reconsider his stance on stem cell research back in 2007, really inspired me to try to do what I could after watching a 10-year-old kid try to make a difference.
I met Paul Ruby through a simple email exchange. He emailed me asking me if I would like to help out with Concert for a Cure. And because I live in the area, I thought, well, this is a slam dunk. It's finally something I can do that benefits my own community. It's like 10 bands on stage and food, and everybody from the community comes out, and there's stuff for the kids to do. And because I'm a big fan of music, it's actually a great place to get exposed to new music. And all those bands and all those artists donate all their time. And that means so much, because as a nonprofit organization, the idea is to raise money to create research dollars. And when more people give, not only by showing up, but when people give in-kind donations, like their time on stage, it makes a difference in a successful event or not a successful event. And we're blessed because every event we've done has been very successful with the community's help.
It just makes you feel so happy to know that we live in a town where when one person is in need, everyone comes out. Everyone does what they can to help in whatever capacity they can. And that's a wonderful thing.
I've gone to his concerts every fall, and I saw him, and it's a fun time, and so I've helped out there too.
There have been kids like Caleb Barnaba who have, instead of taking birthday presents, asked for donations to the foundation. She also had the St. Peter's Daddy-Daughter Dance, sold raffle tickets there, and they had that money come to the foundation rather than back to the school, which is pretty amazing. Kids selling jewelry, kids selling golf balls at the concert, face painting, volunteering, just a lot of different ways. It's really been pretty neat watching kids trying to make a difference, and the awareness has been increased through the youth in the community.
The first Paul Ruby Foundation
organization when we had the golf outing, I thought of kids being caddies for the golfers, and we could raise money for the tips that they earn, and we earned like $2,000 for it.
All the proceeds that our foundation raises goes directly to fund research projects at Northwestern's Parkinson's and Movement Disorder Center in Chicago. The way it works has really been rewarding to everyone on the board in that we let the university and the hospital know how much money we're able to donate, and they present to us, based on that dollar amount, different research projects that request our funding. And we as a board then are presented the different projects, and we select the project that best fits our mission statement. And it's just wonderful being able to be connected with an actual research project and see it followed through and get progress reports. And it's also been amazing that a couple of the projects we funded might not have been initiated without our seed money. And because they showed promise and got started, a couple of them have received national grants that it will help see the projects all the way through to the end. So we're very blessed to be able to see the impact that we can make directly.
Well, it helped me a lot because I got a significant inflow of cash. To put it very simple, because the cash is what's needed for us to go ahead and do and execute the ideas that we have. Because ideas are good, but as my chairman said, ideas are cheap. I've been very fortunate to work with Paul and the foundation in order to see that ideas I have and directions that I want to take and build my program, my research programs, are really happening. And while I generate ideas, they provide support so that these ideas can see light of the day, and that's really the bottom line. So, without their support, it would be really very hard to do what I do.
There are many opportunities to get involved with our foundation, from volunteering. We have. Our major fundraiser, the Concert for a Cure on August 28th, is a great opportunity to get involved. There's multiple committees that need help. Donations, sponsorships, or just coming to our events are all ways to help out.
Fantastic.
Now you see why Erica was our first scholarship recipient.
Absolutely. Well done, Erica. March of the Penguins, nothing. That thing, far better.
And the great thing is, when Erica started, they aired her first little clip on the homeroom show at the high school. And that's where I think we already knew the impact that she had, because so many teachers and students did not realize someone as young as Paul could have Parkinson's and how much could be done. So that was really wonderful. Thank you. And Cheryl Weintraub, the film teacher at Geneva High School, helped, was her mentor during this project. And Erica is going to do a part two now, we just found out today, with her college. And I just really, if you don't mind, we have a lot of board members in the audience. Kate Catlin, Ginger Herbs, you already know Mark and Marilyn, and Joe Stanton. And our intern, Megan Holbrook, And, of course, Wes is going to be a freshman at Geneva High School. He's already a marching band, so you'll see him.
Cool.
Logan's going to be a sixth grader at North, and Linda Ruby, and Paul. And the thing I just wanted to say is Paul is a positive person, even if it drives some of us a little crazy, maybe just me and his wife. But the one thing that keeps us going is he always says that we could be the one to raise the dollar to cure Parkinson's. And who could not want to raise the money for that? So thank you. And thank you for letting us show Erica's film for the first time.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the dais that would like to add anything? Alderman Pollack.
Thanks, Mayor, and just thanks to you, Don, for all that you've done with the Paul Ruby Foundation. Thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Oh, thank you.
Anyone else? You know, Mr. Ruby, there's a gentleman way back in the middle 1800s. His name was Sir Winfred Genfell, and he is attributed for having said that the rent we pay on this earth is paid through service to others. And I think that this council and those watching would agree that not only have you paid your rent, but you also provide the rent and shelter for the tens of thousands of people who each year are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. So, well done. I have the proclamation. I'd love to present it to you, if I may. About every 3 months, Paul and I have breakfast at the Harrington, which is cool because he pays. Backdrop over here, we'll get the city attorney in case something goes wrong.
Yeah, you don't have breakfast with anybody who doesn't operate a beautiful hotel. Yeah.
Rudy's at my house.
This is Rick Nagel.
Can we get one with the whole family?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You want me in?
Yeah. What am I supposed to say on the spot?
What instrument are you going to play? Trombone. That's cool stuff. Are you going to be at the corn boil? Yes. You have to be, for God's sake. It's the first day of school.
I knew my name was
Gentlemen, good to see you. You good? So how often does your son play when you coach him? Every inning, that's right. Good answer. Thank you all very much.
You're quite welcome, Paul. Good luck to you.
See you August 28th, Paul. If not sooner.
That when the concert is, 28th?
Yeah. And folks, feel free to sneak out if you'd like, because we have so much important work to do. It's like,
thank you, everyone.
We'll be here for another 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Go.
Nice job, Erica.
Thank you.
Well done. Can't wait for part two. You forgot to airbrush my little segment in there.
Airbrush your little
segment. Item four, ladies and gentlemen, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening? Hearing none, seeing none, item five is the omnibus agenda. Please note that virtually every item of business is on this omnibus agenda. This agenda can be approved with a sweeping motion.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion. Alderman...
I give it to him.
Piper makes the second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
The omnibus agenda passes with 9 affirmative votes and 1 absent. We are at item 13, new business.
Bills?
No, we're not. 10. Hold on. We're at bills for payment. Sorry. Item number 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, forgive me.
Bills for payment total $750,102.17.
Mr. Mayor, I believe it's important that we approve and pay these bills as read and as displayed on the city's website.
Second.
I think you're Attention to detail is offensive, but I accept it. Alderman Brown makes the motion. I believe Alderman
Flanagan
made the second.
Yes.
I almost called you Belodrick. Can you imagine the insult?
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. Mr. Clerk, please take
a little
the roll.
Longer.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Belodra?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we hop down to item 13, new business. Anyone from the audience, any new business this evening you'd like to share with the council or perhaps upbraid us for something? Or that's the word of the day, upbraid. Do you know what that means, Mr. Piper?
A clue, but I'm sure you're going to tell us.
We've
got about 45 minutes to listen.
From the dais, anyone, new business? My gosh. Okay. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second
by Hill. Seconded by Dantino. Singer. Seconded by Singer. All in favor of that motion to adjourn, please say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.